This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride, upon your mystery ship.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations. And we thank you for listening to us on the station you're listening to us on, or even out there on the web stream, on the internet, or whatever other ways that you're doing it. We've got all kinds of ways, so we thank you very much. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, border patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. Now, to all those people working on the third watch, the graveyard shift, the overnight shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we have got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge and get rolling, because, boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, imagine this. Yesterday, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of millennials and X and Z generation folks were without Facebook, without Instagram, without their messenger, as there was an outage of about 8 hours with all of the above. And you got to wonder how they were able to communicate with each other, because most of them forgot how to dial the phone numbers of the other people, because they really don't have the numbers. All they have is their instant messenger handle.
Well, that's right. It certainly was a real window into what we are relying on now in our society in order to communicate not only just between person to person, but with groups of people or, you know, others that are sort of part of your circle. So it was a very interesting thing, and it did affect a lot of people, but at the same time, some people might have found some time today, maybe to go outside, look at some fluffy clouds in the sky, and think about things at the same time. So maybe it was a blessing in disguise to some degree.
Well, I got a very nice rest, because, you see, my phone wasn't doing the beeps and the whistles and the bang-bangs and the dong-dongs and all that sort of stuff, because sometimes I forget to turn the phone off. I just turn it around so the speaker's on the bottom instead of on the top, so you can't hear it. But I keep my phone there in case somebody really needs to get a hold of me. But it was quiet, so I got a very nice rest out of the deal.
Well, yeah, exactly right. Now, they are saying that a denial of service attack is not part of this equation, but it certainly did affect a lot of different platforms, and I'm sure we'll be getting some more information here very, very soon. But again, yeah, that's right. I think a lot of people just went, wait, what happened here? I need to be able to send out my my posts and my Instagram posts and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the world's come to an end. I can't post on Facebook.
That's right.
And by the way, I have Twitter, so it never stopped me.
Well, exactly. Yes. Keep on tweeting.
Yep, I just kept on tweeting, and my Twitter's tied up with my Facebook, so when it finally did go back online, everything I put on Twitter wound up on Facebook. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, we also have got another situation going where the president yesterday ordered all the 737 MAX airliners be grounded while this investigation goes on to check to find out what happened in Ethiopia. Now, this is what Sean Hannity had to say in his opening last night.
Out of an abundance of caution, earlier today, the president ordered all Boeing 737 MAX 8, 9 planes grounded in light of new information from the ongoing investigation into the crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302. Let's take a look.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern. Boeing is an incredible company. They are working very, very hard right now. And hopefully they'll...
All right. Well, that was the president saying Boeing is working very, very hard. And, of course, we found out that one of the airlines that's the hardest hit here as far as these jets is Southwest Airlines. Is that correct?
That's correct, Captain. Southwest has about almost 9% of its seat miles, that is to say, that are dependent on the 737 MAX planes. They have 34 of these kinds of jets, and that's the most of any of the national air carriers that we know of. So they are going to be, of course, having to reroute people. They've also set up a special webpage advisory telling people that they need to, if they need to cancel or rebook their flights, they should try to do so online because they're experiencing such high call volumes, which is understandable. And also, Captain, they're saying that if your customers who have an itinerary via Southwest, they're able to reschedule, I think, without having an additional charge if they already have their tickets and so forth. So, but contact Southwest Airlines, obviously, for more information. But they're trying to react to this in the best way that they possibly can. But also, it's interesting, too, Captain, that mostly I think the reaction to President Trump's call for the grounding of these jets is being met with mostly a positive reaction because, obviously, we want to make sure people are safe.
And that's true. And it doesn't mean that, like Congressman Al Green, who came out and said, well, we can't fly this plane anymore. It's not safe. He needs to keep his mouth shut and let the investigators do what they need to do. So hold that thought. Folks, we will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Lots to talk about tonight. It's going to be a busy night.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. We sure do appreciate you making that liner for us. And looking forward to seeing Mike Gallagher when he gets back out on the road, touring around the country again. Might be coming to our backyard. Don't know. I'll let you know when I find out. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that logo link that's right there and find out about all the great things that they have to offer at the USCCA. Now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Not to be outdone, we're finding out more about the celebrity parents and coaches charged in this huge college entrance bribery scheme that involves some really, really big-name schools and some big-name individuals. Now, the actor William H. Macy, we found out, met with the mastermind in person. He's not being charged with anything because apparently whatever it was that he said or did didn't have any bearing on what was going on, because his wife was the one that actually got their child into the college with what she did by giving the huge donation that she gave out of her bank account.
Well, right. I think a lot of people are sort of wondering, because obviously you have a husband and wife. It's their daughter. They're both highly known, highly visible celebrities. But essentially, for whatever reason, prosecutors have not decided to prosecute Mr. Macy, probably because it seems as though Felicity Huffman is the primary person in this whole thing, at least for their family, according to reports and what we can tell and whatever's in public right now. But it may also be that there's simply not evidence enough to bring charges. But it is, of course, a very serious situation for both of them.
And, of course, this is going to be more cumbersome, if you will, as the day rolls on here, because we're finding out more information almost hour by hour, it seems.
Well, that's exactly right. And we're learning more about the money that was paid in the case of the Lori Loughlin situation. They may have paid bribes in the amount of about $500,000 to get their daughters recruited onto the USC rowing team. Of course, neither of them are rowers, basically. And the amount of fraud that we're finding out about this is absolutely astounding, Captain, especially when you find out that photos were doctored to make it look as though kids were athletes when they weren't. And
well, it goes so far, Kyle, as to say some of these kids applied as minorities, as being black or some sort of other nationality, and they were as white as the day was long.
Well, right, exactly. So this is certainly, number one, I think there's so many parents out there, Captain, who are getting their kids prepared to take the SAT. It's not easy. There's a lot of studying, and there are great, preparation companies or facilities that help these kids, these young people, get ready to get the best grade they can on the SAT. And they're out there and they're working hard. Mm-hmm. But what these parents are so understandably upset about is when somebody can leapfrog because they have means and because they have money, and then those on the other end are taking that money and putting them, saying we're recruiting them to the team, when they know that that's not true, and so forth. So the ramifications of this are going to be far-reaching, and I think we'll even see lawsuits at some point where people are saying, look, somebody else got into this school I was trying to get into. I had the grades. I had the recommendations.
That's right.
But somebody leapfrogged over me because they had the money.
And it serves them right, because these coaches were acting on behalf of the universities that they were a part of, and pocketing the money, if you will, in their pockets. Now, thank God it's nobody that I happen to like or follow, because the schools that I'm familiar with, especially my old alma mater, they are not involved in this, and I didn't think they would be, because they have something called ethics, and they're not going to cross that line.
Well, right. Well, even, for example, we've heard that one particular men's soccer coach at UCLA, he was accused or allegedly accepting $200,000 in bribes to help students enroll, but they weren't really soccer players.
Well, one of them was taking the test for him.
Right, right, exactly.
Taking the test, or they were taking the test and they were remarking it with the correct answers and then submitting that test.
Exactly right. So I think a lot of these people, too, who have participated in that, not just the high-level targets of the famous actresses, mm-hmm. but the other folks who were involved in doing things like that, they are mm-hmm. going to be facing some charges, too.
Well, we have an AOC sighting and an AOC hearing in Congress yesterday, and I can't let the day go by without this AOC sighting and listening to her drill, I believe it was the president or chairman of Wells Fargo Bank. So let's see if I can get this to play.
Mr. Sloan, Wells Fargo was also an investor, a major investor in the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone XL pipelines. They were prime investors and lenders to companies building these pipelines in defiance of Standing Rock Sioux's treaty rights to protect its water and sacred lands. They warned early on, the Lakota Sioux warned early on that the pipeline was unstable and bound to leak. Despite that, it was built anyway, and it has leaked at least 5 times. And the Keystone XL in particular had one leak that leaked 210,000 gallons across South Dakota. Since Wells Fargo financed the building of this pipeline in an environmentally unstable way, why shouldn't the bank be held responsible for financing the cleanup of the disasters from these projects?
Which pipeline are you referring to?
Either.
So we were not involved in the financing of the XL pipeline. We were one of the 17 or 19 banks that was involved in the financing of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Okay, so Wells Fargo hasn't financed any company associated with the Keystone XL pipeline?
No, I didn't say that. I said we're not involved in financing that pipeline specifically.
Okay, so let's focus on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Should Wells Fargo be held responsible for the damages incurred by climate change due to the financing of fossil fuels and these projects?
I don't know how you calculate that, Congresswoman.
Say from spills or when we have to reinvest in infrastructure building seawalls from the erosion of infrastructure or cleanups, wildfires, etc.
Wow. Does she even know what the hell she's talking about?
No, actually, Captain, I think what we're hearing is she's stringing together buzzwords and making accusations with them. It doesn't seem to follow a real coherent pattern of legitimate ties or cause and effect or stuff like that. It's really, really sad because obviously, you know, she thought this was going to be a real big moment, a big soundbite, going after the CEO of Wells Fargo because banks are bad and fossil fuels are bad and pipelines are bad.
Well, during the break, Kyle, we are going to Google to see about the massive spill that they had at the Keystone XL pipeline. I don't think it happened. I think they had more railroad train derailments that dumped more oil than the Keystone XL pipeline or its sister pipeline ever did.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And you know, trying to also somehow equate, you know, say what you will about Wells Fargo and the issues that they've had business-wise in recent times, you know, say what you will, but to somehow try to equate the CEO of Wells Fargo with caging children seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah, I didn't play that part, but she did get into the caging children thing, and I'm thinking to myself, what are you looking at, lady? And nobody got caged. I mean, they're in a restrained-in area with a fence. It's not a cage, with a fence like a gymnasium all fenced in from top to bottom, and they're in there with room to roam. That's the way it is. That's called a detention center.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And didn't Obama have these detention centers, too? I mean, maybe she needs to brush up on some history, too.
Well, she needs to brush up on a lot of things, but she is a pawn in the big scheme of things that, again, was inserted in there because she actually auditioned for the role to run for the U.S. Congress. We've got the information. We put it up on our webpage. We put it up on the Facebook pages, all of them that we operate, and people are getting a chance to see it, the 23-minute tape.
Well, exactly. This is really explosive. And it is explosive, but it's also something that we've seen in political history. You find candidates that are sort of hand-picked to be run because they have a certain charisma or they have a certain sort of connection, and then you have people behind the scenes who are writing the speeches and creating the policy. That's the terrifying part.
And by the way, for all the people out west tonight, especially in portions of Minnesota and North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado. You probably heard the reports of the 100-mile-an-hour winds in the Denver area around the airport with the blowing snow and the airport being shut down and a whole bunch of things going on. That's winding down as the storm starts to move east. And we'll get into all that with our Truckers Highway and Byway report. But, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we talk about the border. And there's been a bunch of arrests at the northern border nobody's talking about.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is
is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even as other nations were grounding the Boeing 737 MAX jets, the FAA says it waited to do it because they needed proof of a connection between Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines crash and another in Indonesia a few months ago. Acting Administrator Dan Elwell says satellite tracking imagery shows a possible link.
The track of the Ethiopian Airlines flight was very close and behaved very similarly to the Lion Air flight.
A late winter blizzard is dumping snow on the Rocky Mountain and Plain States, causing airline flight cancellations and scores of traffic crashes, including the death of a Colorado State Trooper. The system is known as a bomb cyclone. Wind gusts at the Denver airport have been up to 70 miles per hour. That's hurricane force winds. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works. Mm-hmm. And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions. Remember now, DR Mold Solutions can help you get control of the mold in your home or office before it does irreversible damage to your health or property, because you don't want to put your family or your coworkers at risk, and you can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus, in case you've had somebody in there that's been sick forever, and you know what I'm talking about, coughing and hacking and all that stuff, and everybody else is getting sick because somebody brought it into your place of business. So here's the way to solve that problem. Now, contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Again, the number, 727-692-9622, and ask about their Back to Summer special. The number again, 727-692-9622, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, Kyle, our crack research team, which consists of Kyle Warren, went and checked out what Ocasio, and by the way, We're going to not call her AOC anymore. We came up with a better choice of words here. Cozy Bear is what we're going to call her. Cozy Bear. Because she wants to be a little fuzzy and cuddly and all that stuff. So we're going to call her the Cozy Bear. And we'll see who wants to follow us with that one around the country, the other talk radio hosts and whatnot. But you checked on this oil leak that she was talking about with the Keystone XL pipeline. And she says, oh, it was 200,000 or however many thousand barrels and kind of environmental disaster and this, that, and the other. And we found out that it was how many barrels?
Well, the most recent leak, and this goes back to last month, about the middle of last month, according to a report in U.S. News, was about 43 barrels of oil or 18.
No, wait. 43 barrels of oil at 33 gallons to a barrel of oil. God, that's not 200,000 unless I can't add.
No, but over time, there could be that many gallons, but certainly not barrels of oil. Barrels, as you mentioned, like 33 gallons to a barrel.
That's right.
But over time, different areas may have leaked around 5,800, we understand, but this is obviously, this most recent leak is a very small leak. There was no, the public wouldn't have been affected in any way, and they're looking at the Keystone Pipeline. TransCanada, which owns the pipeline, has taken responsibility for that spill, and they had many people on site, cleaning it up, basically. I think, though, what Ocasio-Cortez is trying to get at is she's trying to make it look as though if you're Wells Fargo and you're part of a financing project for development, then you're going to be held responsible. And this is the fear factor, Captain. This
yeah.
is where they bring it in to say, if you even are part of something that we have now targeted as a political thing that we're trying to get rid of for political power, then watch out, because we'll come for you next.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the intimidation.
But she did not tell the truth when she said what she did. And I know for a fact there were three Norfolk and Southern trains. By the way, the investment company that owns the majority in that, I believe, is Warren Buffett, right?
Right.
And three of their trains did derail in different parts of the area coming down from Canada and the northern oil fields in the United States, and they did dump a bunch of oil in different areas, but that was not the pipeline, that was the train.
Well, right, and one of the reasons to have the pipeline is to try to avoid major problems like when you have train derailments, where communities really are put at risk for things like that. And so, again, the Keystone Pipeline has been poo-pooed by Barack Obama, and because it wasn't a jobs program, I guess. But
sure as heck is.
Well, of course, but it wasn't a federal. He was saying it's not a, you know, a federal jobs program. But what it did is it created jobs, and this is what they don't get. I mean, they think that government again is sort of the source for all these things, when it's really private industry trying to fill a need for people. And so that's just anathema to people like Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, we're not also being told about what's going on at our northern border. And until yesterday, I did not even have much knowledge of what was going on at the northern border until U.S. Border Patrol Agent Richard Ross said that the people that are coming across the northern border, sneaking into the United States with the human smuggling that's going on there, too, by the way, just like the southern border, he says these people are very well organized. They've scouted the area. They've scouted us. Basically, we're not dealing with the JV team. This is the varsity team trying to human smuggle people into the United States. Now, more than half of the 4,316 illegal immigrants apprehended by Customs and Border Protection at the U.S.-Canadian border were Mexicans that had found their way to Canada to come into the country that way. Now, I find that amazing. And the total arrests at the northern border last year jumped 43%. And we don't have an emergency on our borders?
Well, that's right. 43%, that's a high number. And what's happening is that Mexican nationals can fly to Canada, and they don't need a visa to do that.
That's right. NAFTA.
It seems sort of terrible, but that's what it is. And
So
instead of going to the more or less more fortified border, they're going to go up and come down through Canada. It's kind of brilliant, but at the same time, it's also very, very concerning.
Well, it is. And by the way, speaking of the border and speaking of the border wall and what the president is trying to do, I believe we're going to have a vote in the Senate. Is it today?
I believe so, yeah.
And it's likely that the Senate was going to rebuke the wall and the proposal put forth, the state of emergency and everything else by the president, which is going to force President Trump's first veto.
It will force his first veto. He's made that very clear. The history, I think there's been at least well over around a little more than 2,000 or so vetoes. And of those vetoes, there's a very small percentage that have ever been overridden. Some have been famously overridden. Barack Obama had one of his last vetoes overridden when he was in office. It's not unprecedented, but it's rare. And so I think that the president feels that he's going to have history on his side. It's very difficult. And this is one of the things, because the founders gave the president the veto power essentially as a check on Congress for extreme cases. But Congress can then override that veto. But again, I think we'll see that the veto will stand and President Trump will continue with his emergency.
Now, you live in California, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've got your bags packed and you're ready to go, right?
Really, we have to have go bags in California.
Yeah, because one of these times something really stupid's going to happen and you'll have no choice. You'll have to literally leave the state. But I found out that the California governor, Gavin Newsom, issued an executive order yesterday to suspend the state's death penalty. Now, there's 737 inmates on death row, and they've not had an execution in California for more than a decade. And it stopped when an inmate opposed the lethal injection protocol in a legal case that is nearing a deadline right now to be decided, I think, by the U.S. Supreme Court, if I'm not mistaken. But you talk about alienating a bunch of people and a bunch of victims' families and whatnot. This Governor Newsom, he didn't give a damn, and that's exactly what he's done.
Well, that's right. Well, Gavin Newsom is living up to the he's living up to the hype of being Gavin Newsom, and it's really no surprise that he issued this order, so I think that it will create a more sort of animosity between law-abiding citizens and victims and families' victims that are hurting because of monsters that have done these abominable things and are not going to get the punishment that they deserve.
Well, he argued that the taxpayers in California have had to pay $5 billion since the death penalty was reinstated back in 1976. And if you haven't executed anybody in 10 years, what the hell are you doing with the money?
Right. Well, exactly. Well, maybe put it through the high-speed rail system or something like that.
Oh, okay, I see, said the blind man.
Yeah, but again, you know, Gavin Newsom is doing exactly the kinds of things that Gavin Newsom said he was going to do, basically. And what's going to happen is we're going to continue to see a spiraling in California, not only culturally in this manner, but also business-wise.
And finally, Paul Manafort gets 3.5 more years slapped down to his prison jail time of four and a half years. He's now up to 8 years. There are apparently some more charges coming against him, another trial coming forth, I believe, in the Southern District Court of New York, and we'll see where that goes. And he's just going to be in jail for a while.
He will, and whether or not there'll be a presidential pardon is a good question, but I wouldn't.
Well, if it comes, it will come at the end of President Donald Trump's term, which is when presidents usually do all that sort of stuff. Remember Bill Clinton?
That's correct. And depending, of course, if President Trump wins re-election, it'll be at the end of the second term.
Yeah, but of course, when Bill Clinton did it, I forget what the name of the financier was that he did it for. His wife had given literally millions of dollars to the Clinton campaign. So that's how that pardon came across. But anyway, Kyle, we'll let you go. Tell us how to hear your show real quick.
Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and I'll be talking to you today later on.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we thank him very much for coming on the program. And we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, let me tell you something. Rig for silent running, because it's snowing. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's really snowing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's a running like I never before. There's the speed zone ahead went all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley, a classic. 6 days on the road, gonna make it home tonight. Gotta cut him short because we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight for the truckers out there. And let me tell you something. If you're headed west, you're on the northern route, you're going out 90, you're going out 94, you're going out 80, you're going out I-70 west of the Mississippi River, pay attention. An intense storm across the Central Plains will continue to bring blizzard conditions to part of the Northern Plains and Rockies through Thursday night, where travel remains difficult to say the least. There's heavy rain. There's snow melt in the northern part of the country where it's warmed up in some areas ahead of this storm, and ice jams on rivers, which have produced widespread flooding across the upper Midwest. And we all knew that was going to happen. We've talked about it before. With the spring thaw and whatnot that was happening earlier than normal. Now, severe storms with damaging winds, hail, and possible tornadoes from the Great Lakes to the Deep South are possible today and tonight. So let me get started with where you're going to run into the weather. First of all, high winds are in effect, high wind warnings are in effect tonight from the western half of Ohio down through two-thirds of Kentucky, down through half of Tennessee, down through the northwestern part of Alabama, the northern part of Louisiana, the northeastern part of Arkansas, all of Missouri, high wind warnings through most of Illinois, through most of Indiana. Rain is starting in some areas. And by the way, Dan, the man's holding on the line. We're going to bring him on in a minute. There's rain in his area and more coming because where you're not going to have rain, you're going to have a mixture of sleet, freezing rain, and if you're in the area where the temperatures are going to get below freezing, you're going to get snow and you're going to get a lot of it. So here we go with the snow. First of all, I'm going out west and I'm going to backtrack. Utah, Salt Lake City, west of Salt Lake City, southwest of Salt Lake City, northeast of Salt Lake City, going into Wyoming, you've got snow on all the roads north, south, east, west, including I-80 into Wyoming. Now, when you get into Wyoming, all the way over to Rollins, you're going to have a real adventure. There's a winter storm warning. High winds in effect out tonight up there as well. And you're going to have, and going over Elk Mountain too, I might add, and you're going to have some real problems trying to get up there with trying to see with the snow that's blowing and the snow that's coming down. Now, eastern Wyoming has a winter storm warning, but right along the state line with South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Nebraska, across the western third of Nebraska, you have a blizzard warning up there. High winds, heavy snows, winter storm warning in other areas. Rain out right now in eastern Nebraska with severe storm warnings there. And flood warnings, flash flood warnings on the rivers that are there, again, partially because of the ice flow and the problem that that's causing. Also up in southeastern South Dakota, southwestern Minnesota. Now, there is a winter storm watch in the western part of Minnesota, but around the Twin Cities, the temperature is a little warmer. You will get rain, it looks like here. That's in the green area, which shows rain through the eastern part of Minnesota. There's fog in the southeastern part of Minnesota tonight, northeastern part of Iowa. Rain coming into Iowa along I-80. High winds all across I-70 tonight. Colorado is a mess. Don't need to tell you. They had 100-mile-an-hour winds there yesterday. Denver Airport shut down the airport. Winds blowing the snow all over the place. 50 to 75 mile an hour winds in New Mexico and western parts of Texas. That made a real mess there with everything that was going on. And you still got high winds tonight in the panhandle of Texas as well as Oklahoma. The panhandle there, you've got high winds there coming across I-40. Kansas, high winds across most of the state, and out in front of it, rain, northeastern Louisiana, northwestern Mississippi, and up and down the river across parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. So that's what you've got tonight. Plus, you've got rain up in the northwest, showers spot on and off in the eastern part of Washington State, northeastern part of Oregon, the northern part of Idaho, and the western part of Montana. It is rain tonight there, and the system is moving off to the east. So pay attention, because this is a very dangerous system with the severe weather that's associated with it. By the way, there are right now, it looks like in Kansas, it looks like there are some severe thunderstorm warnings up there. And I also see in Missouri, the southeastern part of Missouri, some little red flags showing the possibility of severe thunderstorms there. Now, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive Group. Moss Family Automotive Group, with four dealers to serve you. Remember, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all 911 dispatchers too. Save thousands of dollars on the brand new vehicles that you can buy. And the certified pre-owned vehicles you get at wholesale with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. Plus, free oil changes for life and free tire rotations. We got people driving from all around the United States to buy at Moss Nissan. They can't get the deal anywhere else. All right, joining us right now, our good friend out of Lafayette, Indiana, where you said it was raining right now, Dan the Man. Is that right?
Yeah, it's blowing sideways, but it's still about 50 degrees, so it's pretty good.
Well, you got winds coming your way. I can see the high wind warnings up for your area.
Well, there's a couple of things I want to clarify with you and Kyle Warren we're talking about. Warren Buffett's railroad is the Burlington Northern.
Oh, okay, so it was Burlington Northern went through there. All right.
Yeah, that's Norfolk Southern doesn't go that far west.
Yeah, because he lost three oil trains.
Yeah, three oil trains, and it came down when he bought that, it came down between him and the People's Republic of China, who was owning that. The Chinese used to be real interested in our railroads, but not so much anymore, because they were never allowed to purchase a railroad, but they were always very interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing was with Mark Rich.
Rich,
and who wrote up the proclamation that would pardon him was Eric Holder. Even Bill Clinton had enough sense not to make Eric Holder the Attorney General. He was smart enough to see that, and that's sleazoid.
Mm-hmm.
And third, the president that had more vetoed more and had more overridden, Gerald Ford, had 23. About 10% of all veto overrides came because his presidency. He also gave the most speeches his first year as president. He gave about 900. He would speak to any group that would listen to him. He had no base. He had his party behind him, sort of, but he had to really go all out to get a following before after Watergate. So that was it. But I'm like you, it's time. Trump should veto that legislation and go on with his national security, national emergency proclamation, and just get it done and over with.
Sure, and you heard what I said about the northern border. That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Right, right. You know, everybody wants in here. The Chinese, what they're doing through Yahweh and the way they are hacking into our military, especially the Navy, is getting scary. But I don't see much coming out of the House with Pelosi as Speaker.
Well, that's another reason, Dan, why we're taking the Harry S. Truman off the seas, because of the hacking that's been going on with the flat tops and some of the ships. Now, the more modern ships don't have that problem. Harry S. Truman's a little bit older. It costs way too much to retrofit it, so they're going run silent, run deep with the Columbia-class subs.
Well, you know, eventually we're going to need those carriers out there, because part of it's just symbolic to be seen.
Yep.
And nothing is better than your capital ship, the carrier.
And that's where we put the MEUs, the Marine Expeditionary Units, on board those carriers.
Well, and that's where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have eventually one strike group in the South China Sea permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see that based out of Taiwan. If not there, Cameron Bay.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two. But
all right, my man, here comes the music, so I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You won't talk to me for a week, because I'm heading to Florida for spring break on Friday.
Well, let me know if you're in the area.
Okay, will do, Captain, and I will talk to you in about a week, if not before that.
All right, thank you. That's Dan the Man, and hopefully we'll see him when he comes down here to Florida, because I think he's got a sister or something right not very far away from me. All right, coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.